Well, good morning, everybody. Are you ready for the best joke I've ever told you? Here it is. Why did the baker cross the road? Because he had muffin else to do. Get it? Muffin? Poor St. Vincent crowd went right over their head this morning. All right, everybody. Today, our gospel, Jesus says that we must strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many will try and will not be strong enough. I used to think as a kid, and then when I even not that long ago, I used to think that, oh, that means that I have to be stronger. I gotta be stronger, then I can maybe enter into heaven one day. But I think what Jesus is telling us is actually sort of the opposite. That if we want to enter into heaven one day, we must be little. We must be humble. I was reading a book recently called Humility of Heart by a priest named Father Cajetan. And he points out that Jesus teaches a lot of parables and he teaches a lot of lessons. But only one time does Jesus ever say, learn this. Like, learn. The one time Jesus uses the word learn in the imperative is when he, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, says, learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Jesus invites the disciples into a sort of classroom, and he teaches them not how to raise people from the dead, not how to restore sight to the blind, not how to have just the right words to convert the whole world, or even one's own family. He teaches them not how to work this marvelous miracle or that one. He invites them, into his classroom to teach them humility. Humility of heart. There's a door in the Holy Land at the Church of the Nativity, which is built right on top of the place where Jesus was born. And it's a church that's at least four times the size of this one. The main door is only about 4 foot tall. And it's famously called the Door of Humility. It would never pass fire inspection these days, you know. But that's the door, and it's tiny, and you have to crunch over in order to enter into this sacred place, and that's heaven. In order to enter heaven, we must be small. Jesus says if you want to go to heaven, you must be like a child. You must be humble. And by the way, I still have a couple spots open on my Holy Land trip. And that is November 7th through the 17th. And talk to me later if you're interested. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is calling you. But it's a beautiful reminder, that door, of like the necessity to be humble. Because sometimes we get very carried away with our egos. We get very much convicted of the fact that our opinion is the right one and nobody else could ever be right. We deserve this title or that promotion. We think highly of ourselves, but Jesus says, no, die to yourself, live in me. The door that Jesus is talking about, this narrow gate, it is narrow. And I got news for you. Only one person can enter it, and that is Jesus. If we try to enter into that door on our own, we're going to fail epically. But if we die to ourselves so that we can live in Jesus, then we will enter in and will be great. Life in Jesus is what it is all about, here and hereafter. Life outside of Jesus is no life at all. We end up like the prodigal son who is in a ditch in the slime, starving to death for anything, including especially love. But when we live in Jesus, everything is ours. The Father's love. Our job is to die to self that we might live in him. Yesterday was the feast day of a priest named St. John Eudes. It was a couple hundred years ago that he was a priest. He gave a famous homily. He said, The more we grow in the mature in the Christian life, the more we take on the mind, heart, and soul of Christ. Like, get that. Like, isn't that awesome? That's so much better than just being like a little follower distance behind Jesus. No, like, Jesus wants this union to where he thinks his thoughts in our minds. That our thoughts in our brains are the thoughts of Jesus. That our feelings in our hearts are not the sensitive, like, oh, my feelings are hurt. No, but my feelings are the feelings of Jesus, whose heart wept for the souls that were lost and who wanted nothing more than to bring people health and holiness and eternal life. And that's this union with Christ. And if we enter into Jesus and allow him to enter so deeply into us, nothing else matters. And then we have life here and life ever after. We are in him who is the only one who can fit through the narrow gate. There is no salvation outside of Jesus, period, end of sentence, end of paragraph. It's true. But in Jesus is life here and ever after. Our job is to be humble. Here's a little list. I'm going to put it in the bulletin next weekend. How to be humble. A couple ideas. Pray for it. Pray for humility, softness, gentleness of heart. Volunteer always for the lowest position. St. André Bessette, you know, he was a Canadian saint, and he wanted to climb up the ladder in the Congregation of the Holy Cross where he had made his vows. And he resented for years the fact that all he was the porter, the doorman. But then he came to accept and embrace that position. And do you know how many thousands of souls that man converted? And how many people flocked to his church? Because of him, and because they encountered in him a person with counsel and a person who was so many miracles are attributed to him. He was a simple doorman. He volunteered for the lowest position and didn't think, oh, I deserve something better. Mother Teresa said to her sisters, always take the lowest job. Sweeping the dirt can be the best one. Number three, praise other people. Number four, keep quiet. Five, listen to other people. Number six, and learn from them. Number six, never take the credit. And number seven, ask for help. Friends, those are some little tricks on humility. It's reminders of how we might live in Jesus and allow his thoughts, his feelings, his soul to be our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own souls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.